sexual health isn't just a remit of adults. It isn't just the remit of older teenagers. It affects younger and younger people. And we need to accept and acknowledge that, and acknowledge that young people and even, you know, older children have sexual experiences and need to know about it and need to be fully informed and should be allowed to make decisions like anyone else.
Educating young people, educating their parents that this is cool to talk about. We see a lot of children that have come from care backgrounds as well, so quite often they can slip through the cracks a little bit. So it's just educating them and letting them know what's out there and providing a free service.
Unsafe abortions are responsible for about 13% of all maternal deaths. I think in the UK the key issue really is the fact that in Northern Ireland women don't have access to safe abortion the same way other women have in the west of the country.
For me, HIV awareness and ideally an agenda to engage government and SRE education is something that's statutory, and with youth infection rates and the increase, it's something that sadly has been missed and taught not as effectively as it could be. I think it's kind of gone off the agenda, sadly. Infection rates haven't.
Training of other professionals and getting them really involved and actually working with the young people. Some are brilliant, some just need a little bit more training, and it's really down to their own confidence as well in actually delivering sex relationship education, for someone just need that little bit and that extra push to actually encourage them to actually do it and that they can do it.
Well, the number one question we get asked by young women that we teach day in, day out is, will it hurt, or how much will it hurt, or will I bleed? So we spend a significant amount of time talking about pleasure, consent, and often combating some of the negative images you see from pornography as well. So pleasure is really important for us in an integrated sexual health team.
Even in school, it's not really sexual education. You get a biological version of sexual health, such as a sperm and egg. It's not really telling you anything about sexuality, family structure, and the things that young people need to know about. It's about confidence in the young person, just to allow young people to be empowered about education that they need. Even if it's not about sexual health and contraception, just about self-esteem and issues that relate to themselves, so that they can build themselves personally and professionally, so they can be a stronger person.
Teen pregnancy is a big one, especially along like our age, and also STIs, because a lot of kids our age, they think there's this big thing around STIs that is horrible and that they don't want to get themselves checked out.
It's the prevention of the spread of STIs and educating youth and the appropriate use of condoms. To use them all the time, every time, until they're in a stable, safe relationship.
I think all young people, young men and young women, face increasing pressure at the moment in relation to their body image and being expected to be grown up and mature and sexual, maybe before they're ready. I think young women probably have to face that more often. So I think everything we can do to give girls and young women more confidence and to not be obsessed with what they look like is a good thing.
Young people are learning about how to have sex, particularly young men, through watching porn, because there are no educational resources around that say, this is how you have sex, here's a film of it. You know, they have to learn through porn, and therefore they're learning in a fake way because it's fantasy, it's not reality.
There's, you know, a real unequal balance in access to sexual and reproductive health rights, and we need to see in the 21st century a better global leadership and better global standards on these issues, rather than having a billion or 2 billion people living in a place where they have virtually zero access to sexual and reproductive health and rights.
Population groups are denied their rights, denied access to services, be it men who have sex with men, be it migrant populations, be it young people. Their rights are denied by their governments, and they don't have access to quality services to meet their needs.
I'm most passionate about reproductive rights, because I think that reproductive and sexual health rights spans everybody's right to access services, including abortion services. I think that's what I feel most passionate about, and particularly young people as well. I think we face many challenges. One is to try to cut the time limit for access to abortion, and I think the other is that as we move into a new world on the 1st of April, and we have the Public Health England being set up, and we move into a localism agenda, is trying to see where money is going to go in terms of sexual health services, because we know that if they cut the sex services, we are going to lose billions.